This is the road to the Puno region of southern Peru. A humanitarian truce is supposed to be in place to allow food and fuel through along the 400-kilometer route from the Andean city of Cusco. The road has been blocked for nearly a month by indigenous communities. They tell us they're outraged about the deaths of more than 50 protesters, almost all of them here in southern Peru, since President Dina Boluarte took office in December.
We want all this to change. We want Boluarte out. We want the Congress out. We women are going to fight till the very end.
Peru's southern Andean region is worlds apart from the capital or the north. This is home to poor, mostly indigenous farmers and miners who voted for Peru's now deposed president, Pedro Castillo. But his removal, they tell me, is no longer what's feeding a regional uprising.
Peru is rich in natural resources, but what good does it do us? We get no support from the government from the sale of our minerals and gas. We're still as poor as our ancestors. That's why we're finally rising up.
The traffic starts moving, but not for long.
Well, so much for the 24-hour truce. This road is blocked. No one's going forward or backwards. We're trying to get to the front to see if there's any chance they'll let us pass.
Not a single one of us is a terrorist or being paid by drug traffickers, like the government says. We are here out of conviction.
Eventually, a few of us are allowed to pass, but only to the next roadblock.
The people on this side aren't letting anybody pass, even though they really don't have that much to stop us. But it underscores the fact that there is no central leadership here.
The closer we get to Puno, the bigger the roadblocks. People cart or drag their goods as best they can, but they don't complain.
This protest is taking place 24 hours a day. Each community takes turns blocking the road.
The protesters hear the news that Congress has just refused again to meet their demand for immediate national elections. A clear sign that, like traffic on this road, Peru's acute political conflict is at a standstill. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, in the Puno region, Peru.